further details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.nafsa.co.zm or NAFSA Facebook page at Your NAFSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Otakwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Kenya, Zambia position and well ahead of the 2026 general election. Government reaffirms commitment to combat disaster in Milenge district. Review acknowledges setbacks and DRC Rwanda deal urges compliance in international news. AFCON 2025 Gabon lands in Morocco without Aubameyang.
And now, the Power FM News.
At front on Real Avenue Radio, I'm Chris Wanji. Caritas Zambia Executive Father Gabriel Mapulanga says the organization, which is sponsored by the Catholic Church, is preparing for the 2026 general election. Father Mapulanga told Power FM News that Caritas Zambia will revitalize democracy and governance as well as justice and peace committees at the grassroots in order to effectively monitor and educate voters during the 2026 election. Meanwhile, he praised the Electoral Commission of Zambia for its efforts in voter registration, but noted that the commission could have done better.
As a Caritas Zambia, we are positioning ourselves for this. As usual, we always do that. With Caritas, we will do it in two ways. Because we have two programs that do the monitoring, voter education, and everything that is connected to that. At Caritas, we have a program called governance, democracy and governance. And that's where we do voter education and also voter monitoring. As you know, the Catholic Church is spread throughout Zambia, and we have justice and peace committees in the parishes where the Catholic Church exists. So, through Caritas Zambia, we revitalize the justice and peace committees, and then we do the monitoring of relations and also voter education. I don't know if you know that Caritas Zambia is also a secretariat for CCMG, which is
the Residents Doctor Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has postponed its planned downing of tools to allow continued dialogue with the Ministry of Health and to ensure uninterrupted delivery of health services during the festive season. The association has since rescheduled its planned down tools to 9 January 2026, and RDAZ President Do Portiwe said the decision was made in recognition of the increased demand of healthcare services, especially due to the rise in road traffic accidents during the Christmas and New Year period. Dr. Chiwe explained that the postponement follows a consultative meeting held on the 19th of December 2025 between RDAZ and the Ministry of Health, which focused on issues surrounding the recruitment of medical doctors. He added that the ongoing discussions are aimed at promoting transparency, accountability, and fairness in the recruitment process in the interest of both doctor and general public. Dr. Chiwe emphasized the RDAZ remains committed to advocating for a well-staffed and resilient health system that can meet the needs of all citizens in line with the Ministry of Health's goal of providing equitable and quality healthcare services. The government has advanced its efforts to diversify the electricity generation mix by announcing the construction of another 100-megawatt solar power plant, Phase 2, in Chief Chamoka's village in Tisamba district. The project is a joint venture between ZESCO Limited and Power China Energy Corporation Limited, with an estimated investment of around $76 million. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Energy Minister Makoza Chikwete stated that the government is on track to advance a strategic national agenda to improve the energy mix, and that the groundbreaking represents a major step forward in efforts to address the nation's power deficit. The minister emphasized that the ongoing investments in various power energy mix projects are long-term strategies that will establish the nation as a hub for energy-related trade. ZESCO Limited Managing Director Engineer Justin Longo said the groundbreaking ceremony for December 100 megawatts Phase 2 represents a significant turning point in Zambia's continuous quest for a diverse, resilient and sustainable future. According to Engineer Longo, the 100 megawatt phase 2 solar power PV project is a planned investment to increase the production of renewable energy in accordance with government's energy agenda and national development priority. In another special development, government says it is committed to addressing disasters in Milenge District, Luapula Province, such as cassava brown streak disease. DMMU coordinator Andy Chikubola said Milenge continues to face a range of disasters, including prolonged drying spells, floods, deforestation, and crop and livestock diseases. She cited cassava streak disease as one of the most pressing threats to food security in the district, noting that it has severely affected cassava yields, forcing farmers to cultivate smaller plots and threatening household nutrition and income. Ms. Chikubula explained that climate variability driven by deforestation and environmental degradation has led to erratic rainfall patterns, spring droughts and heavy rains have damaged crops and infrastructure. She added that the government through the DMMU and in coordination with local authorities and partners such as Plan International has established functional satellite disaster management committees in all wards to improve early warning systems, community preparedness and response coordination. Ms. Chikubula said to mitigate the impact of floods, the DMMU is encouraging farmers to relocate from flood-prone areas to safer zones and is working with local authorities to address damaged crossing points and bridges, although limited resources remain a challenge.
The impact of the same disasters, it has led to crop retardation and outbreak of pests due to prolonged dry spells and also crop damage and increase in crop diseases. One of the crop diseases that I can give an example is the cassava brown streak. It has hit badly in Milenge, where for them to continue farming, they cultivate on a smaller land, unlike previously when they would just cultivate larger land for the same cassava. Then, due to prolonged dry spells during the hot season, we usually face low water levels in some areas in Milenge, to the level where even for them to have access to clean water is a challenge for the community. So they rely on shallow wells, which is not even clean water for them to consume.
Government says it is committed to addressing disasters in Milenge District of Apa province such as cassava brown streak disease. In international news, Secretary of State Marco Rubio acknowledged the backsliding on the peace deal between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. President Donald Trump has included the conflict in the list of wars. He says he has ended fighting continues. Rubio says administration officials remain engaged and have asked our friends on the Hill, both Republicans and Democrats, to ensure engage in conversations of their own with these leaders to emphasize a bipartisan U.S. interest peace. Just days after signing the accord, Rwanda-backed M23 rebels overrun the town of Uvira in South Kivu province, inviting a sharp rebuke from Washington. The rebels have since withdrawn from the city which it sits on DR Congo's border with Burundi, but they remain in control of two provincial capitals in the eastern Congo. Still in international news, Egyptian Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly met with Lebanese President Joseph Aoun on Friday, underscoring Cairo's commitment to Lebanon's security and stability amid regional tensions. Egypt is doing all it can to prevent further escalation between Lebanon and Israel amid tensions between the two neighbors over the disarmament process of the militant Hezbollah group, the country's prime minister said Friday during a visit to the Lebanese capital. Egypt, which signed a peace treaty with Israel in 1979, has been working for months to de-escalate the regional tensions, and Madbouly's visit to Beirut comes after similar trips to the small Arab nation by Egypt's foreign minister and intelligence chief. Madbouly's visit also focused on strengthening bilateral ties and addressing pressing regional developments. His meetings in Beirut came as the committee